And we come to a special time in our service as we lift up our joys, concerns, and our praises. We have Travis was telling me, the couple that's here from Wisconsin, I believe, Tricia, and her husband's name is
Dale.
He's a kidney transplant, and he's having trouble now, and he's on the transplant list again. Is that the way I understand it?
Yes.
And so we want to lift them up in prayer. Judy worked for the nephrology doctors here in Tallahassee for many years, and she knows what kind of stuff that he has to go through in order to get it. So we want to lift them up in prayer.
What was the man's name?
Dale. And we were blessed that when they were here, they started coming and worshiping with us. And just like everything else in life, sometimes life throws us a curve. But we still want to thank God for their presence and lift them up.
My father-in-law, Stan, went down. He had surgery on Monday. He had knee replacement. So Stan went down on Sunday, and he stayed Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and he came back Wednesday. And his sister's down there from Atlanta, and she's staying until Wednesday. Then Stan's going to go back.
Go down where?
To Panama City.
Panama City.
And it's Gerald Goodson, and my mother-in-law was in the hospital, so they're taking turns going down to help out because she's had a bout with vertigo and not able to drive, and they don't drive at night.
Thank you, Lord. Here's our prayers, Lord, and thank you for Sandra's witness. Travis.
I don't know if I've told church this yet, but a group from Power Road has moved. They're in Oxford now. So,
the bomb?
Yes. So, ask some prayers for them. There is a church over there right down the road that's pretty active and got active group, youth group, that I'm going to try to connect with them. But it's a little far for me to be taking them back.
Yeah.
Just prayers about that. We're trying to work our way through it. And anyway.
How close are they to Kyle Petty's church?
It looks like on the map, they're only about less than a mile.
Yeah, because that's a good church too. And they're in ministry with the United Methodist Church right down the road. His wife grew up in that little Methodist church there. There are a lot of good folks in Hofstra.
Yeah.
They've got a good school system too.
So they do, yeah.
In fact, Kyle Petty is the...
They came back from Texas a few years ago, right in the middle of the school.
Yeah.
And so every lease they have is based on that time frame. So they once again, in the middle of the school year, they're upgraded to be moved. And it's heartbreaking to watch that, because there's three young men that in that family under the age of 20 who don't have a driving license that are eligible. And that's a part of maturation where we are able to have that freedom to go and do of our own self. So they're on my heart this morning.
Thank you. Cheryl Eisen, I stay in touch with Cheryl. She's an interesting lady. And I asked her, because I didn't see her at Carol's memorial service, and I was wondering about her, so I didn't want to come out and say, why didn't you come? So in a roundabout way, I told her that on the website, Phil has got all the pictures and the people that stood up and spoke and so forth. So I was hoping it was still on there. Anyhow, she got a settlement from Walmart on her retirement thing, and she's working with the bank to get. She's just interesting to sit and talk to her. She goes on and on and on. But I said that to say this, that she was with us in spirit at Carol's service, and